Here we go. It is Fat to Fit or Else. I am the Stretch Ari, and we are going to do what I'm supposed to do on this show. I'm going to not be as serious as the last podcast, and I'm going to break down some exercise stuff and mock some people who, in my opinion, deserve to be mocked because they're full of shiz. Here's what I know. I've done it many times in my life. I've gotten ripped. I've lost a ton of weight. I've gotten in great shape. And people notice. They'll see you and they're like, hey, fat ass, how did you start looking good all of a sudden? And they'll ask you what you did. And this, maybe I can do it too. Why? Here's what I can't stand. Why can't people be honest? They're never honest. The celebrities, at least. Oh, I just did these body weight exercises and I'm ripped. Case in point, the guy that plays Reacher. I love that show, by the way. If you watch Reacher, it's a really good show on Amazon, live action. The main dude is, what the hell is his name? His name is Reacher. That's his main name. But he is, he's my size, so he's like 6'4", 6'5". He is ripped. I mean, shredded and muscly. He's not skinny. He's not. There's dudes that are like, have a little bit of muscle and they're lean and they look good. They look to have more muscle because they're so lean. No, this dude's big. He's got big muscle and he's super lean. So he looks freaking jacked up. His name is Alan Richson. And he's very much, in my opinion, a liar. Because I saw an interview with him one time where he said, yeah, I went out for Reacher, and I wasn't really in shape. He said, I wasn't fat, but I wasn't big enough to play Reacher. They wanted a real muscle, you know, massive guy, and I didn't have it. And then they hired me and told me I had 6 months to put on 35 pounds of muscle. Okay, there's one way to do that. Performance-enhancing drugs. It's the only way to gain 35 pounds of muscle in 6 months. And even using performance-enhancing drugs, that is incredibly hard. And he says, I didn't have a trainer. I just went home and just started working out and eating right. Okay, very good. Nice story. But you're an effing liar. You're a liar. And now that guy's become a celebrity. And like I said, I love that show. It's really one of my favorite shows. But Reacher now, people keep asking him about his workout. And it's funny, his story keeps changing. So that was the original story I heard him tell. Now he says, well, I was a skinny, scrawny kid. I had scrawny legs. I was too embarrassed to even wear shorts. I always wore pants. And I had no muscle on me in high school. And then I decided I was going to start getting in shape. So I started going to the monkey bars at my school after, and I did body weight exercises, push-ups, pull-ups, dips. All of that is really good. And that it would build a very toned physique. You could definitely get some size on that, and that's really, body weight exercises are really good to do. But why is he saying this now? And then he's saying he was doing it, and one day I was there every day, and an Army Ranger happened to drive by, and he stopped, and he gave me some tips on some things they did. And he told me if I did this every day for a full year, it would change my life. So I did, and I changed my life. Well, what happened to gaining 35 pounds of muscle in 6 months? If you were doing that every day of your entire life since high school, and the dude's got to be 40-something, I would guess he's not a young actor, which makes it even harder to be as lean as he is and as big as he is. It's just you're not honest. You're disingenuous. Please say, oh, no, they gave me the part, and, you know, I got on male testosterone isn't a steroid, but it's a hormone. It's testosterone. It's a performance-enhancing drug, and when you take it as a over 40-year-old dude, it'll bring your testosterone levels back to your 20s instantly with an injection. And that's what all the old UFC fighters were doing. And you're like, how are these dudes 40 years old and ripped and beating the crap out of these young dudes? It's because they were all on TRT. And you could get a medical note. You go to the doctor. I tested zero on testosterone at one point, and then I started taking it. And it made it really easy to get big. It also makes it really easy to get fat. You got to watch yourself. But if you take testosterone and you work out on a regular, you're going to get jacked. And I think at least best case scenario, that's what the Reacher dude is doing, is testosterone. Because he's big, he's got huge size, and he's lean. And if you stay lean, that's a discipline in and of itself. You cannot be buff but look nice and ripped just being lean if you have any muscle tone to your body whatsoever. But I just wish people would be honest. I know one time I had a trainer, and he gave me a nutrition plan. And probably the best. It was right before when I was going into my wedding. And people were like, what'd you do? And I'm like, oh, it's easy. I worked out with a trainer 3 days a week, personal trainer, which is the best thing you could do. Highly recommend it. Get a good trainer. Get a good workout. You'll be able to push yourself harder. They should be trained to know, you know, what to do and what not to do. You tell them where you got injuries. But the number one thing, if you want to lose weight, period, is your diet. And when I would tell people, and I would be honest, okay, here's your diet. No dairy, none. No sugar, none. Absolute reduced carbs, only complex carbs like brown rice, you know, wheat bread, very little of that. Minimal carbs, but complex carbs, sweet potatoes, all the other starch and carby crap, regular potatoes, white rice, all gone, 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 gone. So that's no cheese, no milk, no sugar, no baked goods, no processed foods. So basically you're eating meat and vegetables cooked or boiled. Ideally, you don't want them in oil. Oil's really bad for you as well. And that was what I did. And it sucked. And I only had, at one point, I was doing 1,000 calories a day because I was trying to lose a lot of weight. 1,000 calories a day is nothing. That's absolutely nothing. So you're going to lose weight just doing that. And I was working out with the trainer along the way, and I got muscle. And I always preach here, you can diet and lose weight, but if you really want to jumpstart it, you need to do weightlifting. Weightlifting is ideal. And I don't care if it's body exercises. I don't care if you're a liar like Preacher and you get out there and say, I just did push-ups and dips and pull-ups. That'll work. That will work. Body weight squats will work. That's a really good way to get in shape and tone up your muscles. Just no gym needed. Just got a living room, got a TV you can stand in front of there. There's YouTube videos that'll show you how to do it. You can do this cheap now. You can make this happen. But you have to have the discipline to do it, or the time to do it, or both. And most of us don't have that. So, pretty crazy. As I record, it is Memorial Day. Had a good Memorial weekend. It was so nice to finally have some time off to rest a little at home and spend time with my family. That was cool. We got to do that. And I also, we went on a walk. We walked up through the VA hospital. And back at the back, here's one thing, and I'm going to say something I would never, never say. But either, I don't know if it's the federal or the state, because Veterans Affairs is federal. But they have done a really good job over here, walking through the VA. There is so much housing over there now, where they've taken homeless veterans or veterans who need medical care, they need to be near the hospital, and they are housing them. And I'm talking, there was thousands of rooms added. I mean, building on top of building on top of building at the north end of the VA. I was so pumped, and it was nice, and it looked great, and it was packed, and it was really cool to see. Then they had a couple nursing homes, high-rise nursing homes, and we walked by, and they were doing a ceremony. Literally, choked me up. I put it on Instagram. Very small ceremony, maybe 30, 40 people there from the nursing home. Every one of them in a wheelchair or a walker. And when they played the national anthem, they all got up. And I was just like, man, God bless these guys. These are veterans. And it's Memorial Day, and they played the national anthem, and they still stood up. They saluted the flag. And then after the national anthem, they did the Pledge of Allegiance. It was awesome. I loved seeing that. It was really, really cool. Also got to donate a bunch of dog food to the animal shelter over here in West LA this weekend. we had been given, my wife had signed up something, some charity gave us a bunch of dog food, but it was all canned. And our dogs don't eat canned, and every time they do, they get gassy and poopy. So it doesn't work, and we had like 10 cases. So I was like, I'm giving this to the shelter. We've gotten some great dogs from the animal shelters. I love animals, and especially dogs, and I wanted to get back, so we donated all of that so it wouldn't go to waste to the animal shelter over here, and that was freaking cool. I liked it. I got to spend time with my buddy Ice, and then we took Nova, our German Shepherd, today over to the Palisades. I've been going over there using a weed whacker because it's crazy. Remember, we got a lot of rain after my house burned down. If we'd have got it before, my house might not have burned down, but no. After January, we started getting rain, and there's now a lot of growth. Like, the lawn was like, where it's grown back, the spots of the lawn that have grown back were like 2 feet high, and there's weeds everywhere. So I took a weed whacker and went through and just chopped it all down. And now that they're getting ready to open those areas up, you can get these signs from the LAPD that basically say if you step foot on this property, you're going to be arrested, and then you register it with the LAPD, which was cool. I like that. You need that. You need LAPD to come along and help you out and arrest these people just for literally stepping on your property, because at that point it is marked and they should not be there. So I had a couple of other workout stories I wanted to get into that are, there's like five stories today about just doing anything really protects your brain. So if you want to stay off dementia, exercise, walk, whatever, exercise. Just get some exercise. It can be yoga. It could be weightlifting. It can just be walking, hiking, swimming, anything. It helps. So for your long-term health, you should be working out some way, shape, or form. Our walk today was long. My wife and I went. She was with me when we went up through the VA. And it was really cool. Tried to tell everyone I saw to thank you. Thank you for your service. We're all the veterans up there on Memorial Day. Another thing, they have the coolest building. There is a stagecoach stop from the Civil War era, and it is falling apart. They have closed it down. The foundation is broken, but it's this cool old building that was a stagecoach stop. And that's how long the VA has been over here in West LA, right off the 405 freeway. There's so many old, cool buildings, but nothing is cooler than that stagecoach stop just sitting there. It's so much history, and it's literally falling apart. I don't know how much longer it's going to be able to stay up and why they haven't tried to restore it, but it is. They have the doors even boarded up because I'm sure people are breaking in and sleeping in there because it's an enclosed like room, and then it has a little dock on the front where you could go out and get on the coach. But boy, that was cool. And then all the other stories basically are about couch potatoes have a greater risk of brain decline, which is something we just talked about. I'm telling you, I have stories all over. Brain health, doing yoga for that. So like I said, just anything. Don't feel like, oh no, I walk and lift weights. I'm not going to get the benefit of that. You're going to get the benefit. Anything, any type of exercise is exercise. So you're going to get the benefit. You just got to do it. You just got to get a program and stick to it. And maybe you could be really big and buffed and super awesome like Reacher. Just from, you know, I listened to Stretch on this podcast and he said, I should just go out and walk. And next thing I know, I'm buffed as all hell. And I'm 45 years old and I'm absolutely ripped and shredded. I gained 35 pounds of muscle in 6 months. Yeah. Did Stretch tell you to get on the trend? No, he did not. Especially if you're older. I would not advise that for anyone. But if you're an actor or you're someone who needs to gain a lot of size quickly, they're going to give you at least testosterone. And the problem with it, here's where I'll preach against it. And I know about it. I've taken it for a long time. Also jacks up your heart and messes it, builds a plaque in your arteries. It's not great. But here's what I'll tell you about testosterone. You get strong as F, fast. You'll get your sex drive out of control because you literally have the testosterone levels of someone who's 20-something years old and young, dumb, horny young man. And then you will be screwed for the rest of your life. You're like, wait a minute, it sounded so good up until you said that. Why is that? Here's what happens. Testosterone is made by your testicles, by your nards, by your gonads. And when you start taking the synthetic form of the hormone, your body's registering, holy crap, there's way too much. And your body will stop making it. Now, depending on your age, there's a good chance that it'll come back after you stop taking the testosterone. Your body will once again start reproducing it. And there's a chance your body is shut down and you will never produce testosterone again as long as you live. Then you're stuck on testosterone for the rest of your life. Or you can stop taking it. Better for your heart, but you're going to gain weight. And there's a lot of side effects. Your hair falls out. There's a lot of crap that are side effects of testosterone. You'll look good, you'll be strong, you'll have a sex drive like a mofo, but there's a lot of side effects. So highly recommend not doing it. If you do it, do it through a doctor. Don't do it through a gym doctor, because that's just a drug dealer. And do it right. I think everyone needs to know, and your doctor won't tell you, hey, there's a chance you have to take this for the rest of your life if you start taking this. And you're like, wait a minute, I'm only 35 years old. Well, that's a long time rest of my life. Yeah. And the rest of your life will be a little shorter if you take that for a really long time. I can guarantee that as well. So it's a catch-22 and something I don't think people are informed about when they get it. If you're a lady and you're taking testosterone, you're an idiot. Sorry. Unless there's a medical reason your doctor is telling you to take it, and I don't know what that would be, then obviously you're not an idiot. You're doing what the doctor told you. But if you're a lady and you're taking testosterone to get muscles, your clitoris is going to turn into a baby penis, and that doesn't go back once you stop. Your voice is going to get deeper. You're going to start growing facial hair. And you're basically turning yourself into a transsexual. It's what you're doing. You're turning yourself into a man. It's not. I love a good-toned physique woman. It's sexy as all hell. But yeah, the big linebacker, I don't want to date a linebacker that's as big and buff. And there's when fitness models are effing hot to me. Still not worth taking testosterone to get bulky and have all those side effects. And those are irreversible in women once you go that route. You're like, oh, really? So I have this baby penis now. It's not good. You don't want to mess with that stuff. Boy, I'm already out of gas. You know why? It's like, I got no F's to give, I think. I got no F's to give. I'm excited that I did a lot of yard work this weekend, too. And I don't really even have a yard. That's the crazy thing. We did a lot of planting, digging up stuff, moving them around. Something very funny happened. My wife grabbed the big cactus plant we have. God. And it looks fuzzy. It's not a like spiky, pointy, ow, this will kill you. It just looks fuzzy. And when you touch it, it doesn't even hurt. But it sticks, the needles all stick in you. And she has been, and then it hurts after all those needles stick in you. And they're so fine, you can't even see them. And my wife has been complaining all weekend because she's still covered. And finally, she looked it up. And this is what she had to do. She had to go and take glue. She had to cover her hands in like Elmer's glue. I'm not joking. Let it dry and then peel it off. And that was the only way to get out all the really fine little cactus needles that were stabbed into her. It's not funny, but it is. It really, really is. All right. Well, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to pack this thing up 10 minutes early. Get ready. I got another show coming soon with the bonus pod, which will be here on Friday. This is my Tuesday, but because of the 3-day weekend, I didn't feel like working on Sunday. So hope you guys had a great Memorial weekend, and I will talk to you again very soon with another episode of Fat to Fit or Else. I'll see you.